I'm Per Norgren from Deeper Mindfulness, and I'm here with day 32 of the Being Here program. Yesterday's poem worked with the body, supporting boundary presence, and that's without confrontation, explanation, or defense. Today's poem stays with the experience of accommodation. So the poem, when I let things slide too easily, reflecting, it does not try to affirm the boundaries or encourage speaking up. It simply names what it can feel like to smooth things over, to adapt quickly, to step aside, to keep the peace. From the inside, this pattern is often quiet. It can feel considerate, practical, even caring. Sometimes, it's the safest way to stay connected. So there's nothing here to change or improve, so no pressure to hold your ground. Just let the body feel. Feel the message in these simple lines. When I let things slide too easily, reflecting. There are times when it feels simpler not to speak, to adjust quietly, to allow things to pass without comment. Often this begins to as a consideration, a wish not to make things harder, a habit of smoothing the edges so others can stay comfortable. The body may barely register the moment. Small tightening, a brief pause, then the decision to let go. This can happen repeatedly until yielding becomes automatic and presence fades into the background. It's easy later on to notice a vague dissatisfaction, not sharp enough to name, but present enough to linger. Questions may follow. Why didn't I say anything? Why do I keep agreeing? Why does it feel like I disappear in certain moments? But letting things slide is rarely about weakness. It often grows out of care or fear of conflict or long practice in staying acceptable. Sometimes it's the safest way, learned, to remain connected, to avoid escalation, to keep things moving. Recognizing this doesn't restore the words not spoken. It doesn't suddenly firm the boundary. It simply allows the experience to be seen with more understanding. Understanding as a pattern shaped by history, rather than a flaw of character.